Advanced Organics.
Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you got your presents. Happy, happy to those celebrating Hanukkah. You already got one for sure. Now you're on to your second present. And a lot of people are also getting ready to get on the road to parts near and far to visit family. You might have a white Christmas depending on where you're headed. But you won't be any richer heading into the new year if you were counting on that payroll tax cut extension to go through. They leave Capitol Hill in a lurch with nothing done. Check it out. Yep, Obama and the Speaker of the House really squaring off in this payroll tax cut fight. Some holiday, huh? There is a massive impasse over extending it, and it continued shockingly into Tuesday. So the Republican-controlled House passed a measure calling for more negotiations. Boehner made public a letter to Obama that urged him to order the Senate back from its holiday break to take part in more talks. Will the president really do that? Will he order him back? And in the Senate, they say, nah, we reject that. We reject that because we did a 2-month extension. We passed one 89-10, and you fools, you deserve the lump of coal. You know the lumps of coal that we're handing out here on ATN? They say just give them all to the House because we came up with something over the weekend, and that is the only way to prevent a tax hike on January 1st. So the House motion passed Tuesday with no Democratic support, 229-193. You know, we're always talking about we can count in that segment about the numbers. There's your numbers for you. So here's Mr. Speaker John Boehner, his take on needing to work and getting the president's backing, and also Congressman Hoyer on helping the middle class and figuring out a compromise.
Our negotiators are here, ready and able to work. Members of the leadership will be here, ready and able to work. I need the president to help out, all right?
The way to do that is to pass the Senate compromise while we continue to work on a year-long extension. That's what Senator Reid said he'll do, Mr. Speaker. That's what we're prepared to do, Mr. Speaker. But we don't want to put at risk January 1 coming and that tax cut disappearing. If they fail to pass the compromise, House Republicans will have to answer to the American people whose taxes will go up.
If there was a song about the people who make our laws, I would call it Roadblocks, Excuses, and Band-Aids. That's really what it's been in 2011, which is why so many people who find themselves with the title in front of their name, congressman or woman, senator, will find themselves perhaps doing something else in the near future if their number is up. And what will the presidential race look like ultimately at the end when we go to vote less than a year from now? The frustrations are just outrageous at this point. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say they're outrageous because maybe we're all dulled to what's happened there. I am out of adjectives. I have looked up so many adjectives. I am out of ways to describe the legislative process. I really am. So the White House spokesperson, a.k.a. newest flack, Jay Carney, I guess he's not new anymore. It's been 3 or 4 months at least, maybe a little longer than that. He told reporters that the House needs to pass the Senate 2-month extension so that a full 1-year extension can be worked out. And if we don't do this now, then, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen when we get to February 28th is what John Boehner is saying. Why can't we do it now? I think that that's what should be, you know, they attach all these riders to things they're trying to pass, legislation they're trying to pass. I think that there should be a contract between the American people and the people that we vote, that we elect to represent us. And it should be that, like we do at our jobs, you have job descriptions. They should have job descriptions, and they have to finish a certain amount of work. Because what do they finish? What gets finished? How much of this is bounced into committees? That's why I said, if it were a song, if we had a song for our legislative branch, it would honestly be roadblocks, excuses, and Band-Aids. We're just so tired of it all, so tired. Let's go to Al in Canada, who doesn't have to worry about our form of government other than in the trade exchange and because he cares about us here in America. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
And to any of my relatives in Minneapolis who are listening, Goda Jul. That's how you say Merry Christmas in Swedish.
Goda Jul?
Goda Jul, yeah. We get
I
the
like
word Yuletide from it. Good Yuletide, I guess.
I like it.
I only know 10 words in Swedish. But anyways, Kate, you know that golf cart that went out of control at the Dallas Cowboys game the other night?
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly. That little midget that died in North Korea the other day, his ghost did it. He's out to get America. Every bad thing that happens in America from now on is going to be the ghost of Kim Il. What's his name? Kim Il Song or Kim?
No, Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il. Anyway, he's only 5 feet tall. When he was alive, he was only 5 feet tall. So you got a dwarf ghost. It's impossible to see a ghost. It's more than impossible to see a midget ghost. Because he's gonna screw America up any way he can. But anyways, Kate, you know, the tax thing that they were talking about tonight in Congress, right?
Yeah.
Taxes are going up. How big is the tax code in the IRS tax code? It's about 8 million pages long, right?
At least.
It's crazy. I don't know. We're trying to simplify our tax code up here. You know, businessmen, entrepreneurs, capitalists, venture capitalists, and free enterprisers, the movers and shakers, not the government, they should be making business decisions based on business, not what tax breaks that they can get. Don't you think? No, they should be making decisions on what is best for the business, for the...
You're talking about Congress. They should be worried about business.
But if they simplified the tax code, then businessmen, entrepreneurs, capitalists...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
They would be making business decisions on pure capitalism.
Rather
than what can get me the biggest tax break.
Right.
Yeah,
Instead of worrying about that.
Yeah, you've read Atlas Shrugged and
yes.
Followed by Anna.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's why I think pure capitalism should rule, and then help out the people that fail. Help out the people if they're victims of capitalism. Then we've got a moral duty to help them out. And also, you might get a kick out of this, Kate. There's a triangle in Ithaca, New York, Rochester, and Syracuse. That triangle, Ithaca, Syracuse, and Rochester, is screwing up my province of my Saskatchewan. Ithaca, New York, stole the best football coach we ever had. He's the coach at Cornell University, is in Ithaca, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the head coach of the Cornell football team. I don't know. You told me that they play in a kind of a Mickey Mouse league, but he's the head coach of the Cornell University football team. He was stolen from Saskatchewan, and now the president of university is from Rochester. From Rochester, Syracuse area, and she wants our university to be taken over by Indians and women. We're doomed, Kate.
You are too brutal, Al. Thanks. Oh, Al. Kicking the can.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Well, downhearted and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. You've been money's about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Stuff going around, isn't there? I think there's going to be some bad luck for a few politicians who think they've bagged their own elections. They might be surprised, especially when I don't care what poll you look at, and I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, all the polls, one thing that we can say unequivocally across the board is there's so much frustration that nobody's liking Congress at all. I mean, you could be liberal, you could be conservative, you can paint yourself however you want to paint yourself, but everybody could sit in the room and actually talk together about all of this because the frustration is through the roof. It is. It's through the roof. And I know I've said this many, many times, and many of you have said this. I guarantee you go to get your oil changed, you're going to the supermarket, you're getting your hair cut in the barbershop, whatever you're doing, just your everyday life, right? You're not calling a radio show like this one. You're just doing what you do, your guy things. This conversation bubbles up. It happens to me all the time. And I'm saying people have no idea. They're not thinking, oh, I'm doing a talk show. They're not talking to me like that. They have no clue. They're just having a conversation with me in a post office line. This just happened in a post office line, in a grocery store line where comments were made about they're all a bunch of bums. They ought to sink Washington. I can tell you. I can't even tell you some of the things that have been said to me because we'd have to bleep them out. But once again, we have the same thing over the whole payroll tax cut. So Boehner sticks to his guns and says, you know what, forget it. We're just year or not, if you're not going to do a year, we're not going in that direction. We're not going to vote for it. We're not going to put the Band-Aid on it. I'm not going to go with the two-month thing. And I think he has really infuriated Obama. And, of course, that's going to be what the campaign is going to be based on. If it's going to be the Republicans took your money away. You could have had that money in that tax cut. That's what's going to happen. We'll see when everybody comes back. But January 1st comes and goes, that check is just going to be a little lighter. That's from that perspective, that's what they're going to push. That's what they're going to say. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. there's a lot of good stuff on your Facebook page. Somebody put in something about 10 signs that your man is grown up.
I saw that. That was Kathy McPherson. We love Kathy. Kalamazoo Kathy. And since you brought it up, so everybody's listening, they're like, okay, give me some of the signs. What she said was your house plants are alive and you can't smoke any of them is one of them. I thought that was hilarious. You can keep more food than beer in the fridge is another one. How about this? 6 a.m. is when you get up, not when you go to bed.
Right. Now, and there's some stuff I put up there. It's about banks. Now, you know, it hit me today. I have a good slogan for you. But I want to tell you, I've been catching a lot of crap from a lot of my conservative friends because they say, you know, if you're going to vote for Ron Paul, might as well just throw your vote in the trash can. And how can you, you know, being a Marine and a patriot and all for military spending, want to go for Ron Paul? Then I look at the news. The banks this year will give $157 billion in bonuses this year.
Yeah.
That breaks the record of $151 billion last year. Now, you know, we've become accustomed to billions and now trillions. But to show you how much this is, in 1967, in the middle of the riots, in the middle of the Vietnam War, we were spending money on this Vietnam War. We were spending money on sending a man to the moon. In the middle of spending money on a thing that was called in those days the War on Poverty, okay? The entire national budget of United States of America was $157 billion. And this year alone, the banks are just raking in that money.
I know. It's sickening. It's sickening.
The question I have is, okay, Al-Qaeda is an enemy. I know they can do damage to this country, but you know what, Kate? We have a military to fight and defend us against our terrorist enemies.
Right.
Who defends us against the banks? Who fights against the banks? Okay? And I can't find anybody except this one guy who for 10 years at least, maybe longer, has been out there saying the banks, the Fed,
Ron
and,
Paul.
That's why I have to just, you know, look, go with him, because how can you have $157 billion in bonuses? We're not even talking salary, Kate, you know?
I know.
It's like, and I mean, you know.
No, like, what you're saying is dead on in what you should say to your friends who were dogging you for Ron Paul, because the banks are all the big banks. We've talked about this, Morgan Stanley, and maybe I should have flushed it out a little bit more, but absolutely, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, where are you all banks? Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, which, of course, the biggest donor to Obama's campaign, J.P. Morgan, you know, you name them. As you said, how can that be that they're handing out these bonuses when everybody else is crippled? And the answer will be, well, we need the biggest, the brightest, and the best to continue to work for us. It's the only way you can ever turn things around. That's the kind of cockamamie things that'll be said. What's really staggering, and I saw this report the other day, and I'm sure it's in what you've posted on the Facebook, is the Bank of America CEO, Brian Moynihan, when Bank of America is having a terrible year, he's going to get $10 million on just his bonuses. What do bank tellers make?
Yeah. And so in other words, it's probably about 15,000 people that are getting $10 million bonuses. And I can hear them right now. I can hear them saying, look, we are international
well-known
bankers. We should be making more than stupid baseball players who are making, you know, $10 million and $20 million a year just to hit a little baseball. That's what they're saying. And there's 10, 15,000 of them. If you take 15,000 and you multiply it by 10 million, you get $150 billion. And let's remember, B with billion. I mean, that's $1,000 million. It's how much
it took
the entire country of the United States and the war and the program to go to space at the same time.
I know.
So, okay, who is going to defend us? We have somebody to fight the terrorists. Who's going to fight the banks?
Yep. You said it. And I mean, and really, you're dead on right. Ron Paul is the guy who's been doing that. They call him the nutball, the kook, the whatever for the stuff he was saying. And then people are adopting some of what he said. They're taking it for their own and saying, you know, attacking the Fed when it's convenient. But not so much the banks, because they get the PAC money, so they won't go up against the J.P. Morgans. They don't want, you know, Jamie Dimon to go away, the guy behind J.P. Morgan. And, of course, the same with Bank of America and any of them. They want to be able to get the big money out of them. Tomas, great phone call and great post on Facebook. Thank you. He's right. He said, you know, this is just more of the same outrage that we've talked about. And when Saul was on, we talked about that, the fact that the bonuses were so huge. And the compensation, thinking of that, is just, it's not this, not even the salary. That's just the bonuses. And then you think of the rest of America and the jobs that people are working at that pay them a poverty level wage. What is a, you know, what is the average American getting? And then you can compare it with the teller. Well, then of course someone will say, well, you know, they grab the American dream. And I mean, I can hear the excuses, and especially the excuses that always come up, that we had to have the best people in place so they wouldn't get picked off. And the only way to keep them in this financial sector, in the banking industry, in our particular bank, to help us turn around the mortgages, the problems, the whatever, they have to receive those big bonuses. And I say baloney. There are other people out there that could take a really good wage. I'm not saying, because I believe in capitalism, I'm not saying people shouldn't get a rate, a good rate, a solid rate, but not where it's 150 times more than the people that work for them are making. That's just outrageous. Outrageous.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight, ho ho ho, who gets your lumps of coal? How about the bankers? Yeah, maybe that's number one on our hit list. But we've talked about this for a long time, so nothing new, not a surprise. Each year when bonuses are announced on Wall Street and banks and everything else, we all just are stunned. We're stunned, especially with the banks, because of what's happened. Very stingy when it comes to lending, even though we bailed them out because it was our taxpayer money. And now, turning it around, the bonuses are once again big. And it's not a shock. It's not at all a surprise to any of us. We've been following this bouncing ball. It's just infuriating. And, of course, as I said, you look at the current president, he's in New York, $35,000 a plate dinner put on by Goldman Sachs. You think he's concerned about it? You think that any of the major players around him are concerned about it? You think of a lot of the other people that are running and where their backing comes from, and you got to look under the hood. That's what it's all about. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Can I just keep on continuing with Tomas's call?
Yeah.
Was Tomas ever in the military? I'm trying to remember.
He was a Marine.
God bless the man. He was a Marine. Okay, my best friend in high school was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was talking about the bankers in the military, but he, just to extend a little bit, you know, it's not only the bankers, Congress itself. Just let me give two examples. When Pelosi was asked about the whether or not the Obamacare would violate the Commerce Clause or whether the Congress had the authority to do that, she just looked incredulously at the questioner and said, "Are you serious?" So they just, and then they said, "Well, you have to pass the bill to see what's in it." I believe we're long past the point of where the founding fathers rebelled against the British. Those are just two examples. We always talk about, we're capitalists, me and you. We know we have 401ks. We believe in honesty, playing by the rules, a level playing field. But they flout the rules of law in our face. The Congress, as you know, they've been fighting. They're fighting over whether or not they can have to disclose their investments in Wall Street as they're working on legislation that would benefit them. I talked to you last year about this going on when she was Speaker of the House. And not just her. Republicans, too, are going after it. So in Tomasos, he's right. But you have to look at Congress who have the banking committees that tell the banks and the insurance committees, what you have to do. They're all in cahoots together. I mean, we believe in capitalism, but not crony capitalism. They skirt the rules and the law, so they're both the bankers themselves and the Congress told them to give out the loans, otherwise we're going to come to your house or do this. The rules of just having 20% down on a house and having a good credit, they knew that they were giving loans to people.
Yep.
So it's not only the banks, it's Congress that, and the pipsqueaks that didn't have the guts to stand up to that, the Congress saying, you can't do this. And the people that did stand up, the whistleblowers at the banks, they created this mess. Look at Barney Frank saying he wanted to roll the dice with Fannie and Freddie. They're still draining us dry. It's just unintended consequences of the legislation that they passed, and it's about time. I told you I was an American terrorist, so I'm not going to say anything about rebellion. But even Ron Paul said he would stand down. Congress is elected the House is every 2 years. He would stand down out an election or two a few years back because he said, throw us all out. That's what we have to do, throw them all out. I mean, if we want to even footing anymore, because, just really quick, I read two books recently. One is Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars, which talks about the Illuminati and the bankers and everything else. And I'm not going to go into conspiracies, but look who funded all of the revolutions, all of the wars in this country. God bless the military. Like you said, we have terrorists here. They know that they're here. Our immigration policy is all screwed up. Our visa policy is all screwed up. They're just like they're sitting back and waiting to be hit again. It's just, he was right in that aspect, but it encompasses everyone. Ron Paul's wanted to audit the Federal Reserve for years.
Yes.
And finally, this guy's closer and closer to the presidency, which we all thought was a pipe dream 10 years ago. I only heard about his name because he introduced a bill to let your driver's license, your gun license, be like your driver's license, recognized in every state, full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. There's a bill in the House of Representatives, H.R. 822, that everybody should support. Let your guns carry across the state line, and all the anti-gunners are against it. So Congress can induce a bill to, good congressmen, if there are still some there, to protect you and your rights, but the anti-gunners are all against it. And I know I'm going all over the place, but and just another book really quick. Jerome Corsi, I just happened to read Abomination. Find out what this guy is about in the presidency. He is the biggest friend of the hard left and the bankers together, because the super rich elites, Kate, are not going to be affected by the rules that they put in place, nor are the super rich bankers. They're trying to put the middle class up against us all together, and that's what they want. They want a civil war between the lower and middle class. They know what they're doing. They're just trying to lead us by the nose, and I'm just blessed that you still have a radio show, because in part of capitalism, it means that you're a much better talk show host than I'll ever be. I'm a much better railroad engineer than you'll ever be, but I could teach you how to be with them. But there's more railroad engineers than talk show hosts because you're better at that. Just like there's more less baseball players or basketball players, or what you think is conducive to making you the most money, doctor, lawyer, something, you have to be really good at it.
Right.
We all fit in society. So that's the beauty of the socialism, the communism. It will never work. And the people that instituted are the super rich who finance the communists. So that's what people have to understand. They're not going to be affected by the laws, and they know it, and they laugh at us. And if they could shut us down, shut your radio show down, they're even trying to do that. They're trying to shut the Internet down because the American people realize we have other alternative sources for news and stuff, and they don't want a great awakening between all the blacks, whites, Hispanics, the poor, and the middle class, because they know that their whole system would fall apart. And maybe it should in a peaceful way. Thanks, Ben.
I like that. Great call. Thanks, Mark. He put a lot of stuff in there, and what he's talking about is what he and I have talked about for years, and he's right. And we know this because when he's talking about keeping the middle class asleep, I say this on the show, the giant has awoken. People are hip to what's happened, and they are. And if they're not, they're trying to find out more now than ever. And it's true. How convenient. It's like the insider trading thing that didn't seem to apply to some people in Congress, but ooh, now we're looking into it because, geez, you were in the meeting to determine where some money was going, and then suddenly you had stock in XYZ. How convenient is that? There's so much hypocrisy, and a lot of it relates to the regulation. A lot of it goes back to the laws that are made. But we know this. We know it. We know that we're constantly, it's like wallpaper. You know, when people are scraping away wallpaper and then they find things behind it that they didn't think were there. They find something they weren't expecting. And that's what it is. We're scraping it away. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, the middle class is going to raise up next year. They didn't get their tax cut, but the millionaires, billionaires got theirs. So it looks like Obama's going to hammer the Republicans over the head with it.
He is going to hammer the Republicans over the head with it, which is, if I was removing myself from it and thinking, okay, if I'm a Democratic strategist, that's exactly what David Axelrod, who was running his campaign, who's no idiot, that's what exactly they're going to point to. Hey, you Republicans, it's your fault because you're making money. You, the guy who needed that extra $1,000, it mattered to him. You took it away.
Yeah, give it to billionaires and billionaires and all the rich people. So let's throw them all out in the next election. So, but I see old lady finally kicked him out of the house. And hello,
Don. Listen to you. The old lady finally kicked him out of the house.
Yeah, and you know when he got caught, was it 2 years ago walking out of a strip club with a whore or something?
Are you talking about Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. You know what? This has been brewing for a long time. I have a lot of good. I have a lot of good sources on this, and it's. I mean, this is nothing new, and you know, this is whole part of the whole sports thing. But after the whole rape thing happened, and he was clear to that in Colorado. Then everything was all nicey-nice, and they had a couple of daughters and whatnot. But really, he had a wandering eye the whole time. And sure enough, he couldn't help himself to help himself, if you know what I mean. And he started to really do it a lot on the road. And then what would happen is some of the players that he played with, they would tell their wives, and then they got back to her. It was pretty easy to connect the dots there.
Well, you know, he bought her that $40 million ring to keep her home, you know, because she's going to leave when
exactly, to keep her quiet.
Thought,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she, you know, I thought she had better morals than that, but come to find out, in California, you got to be married 10 years, then she's entitled to half of everything. So I say 10 years must be up, but she kicked him out of the house. Now they said she gets half of everything.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a treasure chest.
Yeah,
he's got it buried in the backyard, so she's going to get, you're right, she's going to get half of everything. Community property, baby.
Yeah, 10 years, she's entitled to half everything. There's no prenup or nothing, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, there's a lot of divorces going on. It's strange. A lot of, if you want to talk about famous people and politics or sports, a lot of that's happening, and it's, of course, it started off with, it wasn't too long ago, we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Same thing. I mean, how long they've been married. Imagine trying to divvy up all that loot. Crazy. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
So we are going to run. Let me get on my segue. We're going to jump on the segue, go down the hall, get in the middle of this mess, and read some of your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, here's one from Johnny Von G. I love that nickname. And John says, Kate, this occurred to me whilst visiting a friend last evening. Feel free to use it if it can fit. The maternal decorative disorder. He says it's a new syndrome identified in which mothers desire to create work for all those around them to make decorations which they believe will bring happiness to all. This disorder has no known successful treatments. Only patience and understanding by the caregivers will allay destructive symptoms. John, bravo. That was very, very clever. I can relate to that, trust me. Running around, setting up all kinds of things, I understand. I think a few of you understand as well. All right, let's go out to another one. Here's one from Gary Bauer. Gary says, ho, 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 I heard you talking about lumps of coal, and you mentioned Nancy Pelosi would be on your list. And also you mentioned a couple of other politicians, I believe. I have my own list. I'm just going to give you a few because I bet you would probably put them on yours as well. One would certainly be the idiots at CBS. The reason I say the idiots at CBS, I know you used to work for them when you worked in New York. Why I put them on the list is because they overpaid Katie Couric. Then she flies away into her own apparent talk show in 2012 at some point. And finally, they put a journalist on the set. I think Scott Pelley will turn things around, but why did they make that move in the first place? Just like other corporations, they burn through money in ridiculous ways, I guess. So lump of coal to CBS, and I'm not even in the biz, just so you know. All right, my other lump of coal would go to Charlie Sheen, because at first he was very funny with the duh winning, or was it duh losing? I can't even remember anymore, but seeing him again and again for weeks on end and all the ridiculousness got old fast. I was really on board with his actions in the beginning, but now I have to say I hope that he doesn't come back and we don't have to see him again anytime soon because he really was like a one-trick pony. Yeah, I think I agree with that. He was... When it first happened, it was funny, and everybody was on board, kind of rolling along with him, and then hearing, like, really trying to pay attention to what he was saying about CBS, because there we go, it was CBS. But it was really the producer that he was dogging, and what happened on the show, and blah, 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 blah. But then it became too much of a sideshow, and I think a lot of us lost interest. All right, this one's from Dennis McMahon. And Dennis says, you have to watch that Russian influence on North Korea. Kim Jong-il was dead for 2 days before they announced it. And Dropoff was dead 3 days before they let that out after his cold had worsened. Yeah, you know what's interesting is the fact that we didn't know. What about our intelligence? We had no idea that Kim Jong-il was dead for how long? I think it is worrisome. The North Korea question in general, and of course China already embracing the new leader in North Korea, the son, you know, what did you think was going to happen there? It's the same old, but, you know, is it the enemy we know or the enemy we don't know? Is he really going to be like his father, that same regime? Could it be a little bit worse? That remains to be seen. Here, let's take one, let's take another one. This one from Tim listening to us. He says, I hail from the great state of Vermont. He's probably heard me say that a bunch. Great state of wherever. I hail from the great state of Vermont. And I want to say that I am very excited about 2012 in the presidential race. Why? Because I did vote for Obama. Truly, I really liked Obama. Hope and change. I really believed I did. I've been a Democrat my whole life, and I'm in my late 30s. I am going to, however, consider making a switch this time around for the presidential race anyway, but we'll see. I want to find out first who's going to be the Republican candidate. I guess if I don't like the candidate, maybe I'll abstain, and I know that makes you furious when people don't vote, Kate, but I definitely will not go back to where I went before. I was naive and stupid like so many others who were led to the slaughter, so to speak. We really wanted to believe, but we really were duped. My lump of coal goes to the current president of the United States for the lack of following through on what he would said he would do while he was running for president of the United States. Well, you know, from the campaign, they would tell you the opposite. Things that happened, healthcare, Osama bin Laden, there'd be a litany of things, which would include the TARP bailouts stuff, and of course, stimulus would be high on the list. But this note is not unusual. Certainly, we have gotten that note from several people, and several of you have called and said that you were not happy, ultimately, with the hope and change. Now, there's political messages, and Obama came, he didn't come out of nowhere, because he was definitely a rising star in the Democratic side. But I guess so many people assumed it was going to be Hillary Clinton, probably. And then he came on really, really strong, and he grabbed the nomination. A lot of people didn't think he was even going to go for it that time around. So either way, a disappointed voter. Let's see. Now, one thing, there was no clue in that email. Who would be the people that you wouldn't vote for? Who would make that list? And we know who the usual suspects are at this point. Maybe somebody new jumps into the fray. Maybe somebody spins off into a third party, and that creates enough noise that people, well, can you imagine, that enough people decide to vote and follow the person. That's certainly what Ron Paul is hoping. And, you know, in the polls, sticking just running as a Republican for the Republican nomination, he's starting to increase his leads in the CBS's and the ABC's and the Washington Post's polls. So here we are rolling into the beginning of 2012. And I think with the economy the way it is, and with the so many people feeling disappointed in the direction that we're headed in, particularly by the legislative branch and the executive branch, I think that, is there a chance that people will jump off one side of the train and go to the other? We'll see what it looks like in a couple of months. We'll see. Ron Paul, by the way, faces a tough challenge in the Iowa caucuses, as does everybody else on the list, if you want to believe Newt Gingrich. But he's certainly one of the favorites to win on January 3rd. You know, the thing is, some of his libertarian themes and his isolating the United States messages, will they penetrate the conservative Republican voter and beyond to say, let's just leave it alone and walk away from everything, which is one of the things that he suggests? Can he cut across those lines, or will it be too tough? There was a poll that came out this week that had Ron Paul leading the race in Iowa. He's got a strong backing there, and so he would be ahead of Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. And then in some other polls, it's the reverse. It's Gingrich and then Romney and then Paul. But we won't know, of course, till the results come in on January 3rd.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!